So, Sharma, let's just stand up, if you will, and let's just give them a heartfelt thank you, thank you, thank you. Come on down, Jeff and Linda.
Thank you.
David, that's incredible. Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, David, that was a beautiful opening. Thank you very much. And, you know, one of the problems, one of the only problems I have with his work is sometimes Tobias and Saint Germain in particular push my boundaries. Having things come out of my mouth that I'm really not quite ready for. Things like, the darkness is your divinity, and we want to call this the Lucifer series rather than the Quantum Leap series. When we were at home just before getting ready, and I was down in my room getting changed, and Linda yelled out, "What are you going to wear?" I said, "I don't know. I got to go through that." And I said, "What are you going to wear?" And she said, "Oh, just a little red today for Crimson Circle." I did not know she was going to...
Like you would give me permission? Not.
No, actually, she asked for permission a couple of weeks ago. She said, "Do you want me to get dressed up for the monthly meeting?" And I said, "It's a little early for Halloween. I don't think people would really get it." And she said, "Okay, I won't." So when I was coming out of the back room here, I bumped into Linda. I was wondering, why is she late? She's always, you know, on time. Why is she running late today? And I saw her, and I knew. So is this in celebration of the Lucifer series? The demons are your own. You are your own demon. You're my demon.
Allow it to happen. It is what it is. You know, I knew you wouldn't talk about it, and I really... really kind of got Saint Germain in particular saying, "Come on, push him a little."
Oh, blame it on Saint Germain.
Is there anyone better?
Anyway, you look charming. For those who are watching for the first time, you just tuned in. It's Halloween. We're celebrating.
Look how
gorgeous she looks, even as a demon.
Yeah.
The other thing that I have to remind myself of is I see those eyes once in a while. When we're sleeping at night, I wake up and... Anyway, thank you, David, for the wonderful introduction. I am still leaping from the Quantum Leap energy.
The best.
That was the best.
The best.
And I'm just going to keep using that word because I have no others. People online who went and tried to describe to others, like on the message board, couldn't really come up with the words. And we come up with things like awesome, incredible, wished we didn't have to leave, the best. But there's a feeling that I still have anyway from it, that it was just...
It was
beyond words. It was
sans
definition.
It was celebrations.
There's a key moment for me at the Quantum Leap. It was Tuesday night. I mean, the whole thing was phenomenal, but this one point just keeps ringing in my mind. It was Tuesday night. We had a meeting with Amir and Gerhardt, the musicians.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
they're good. And we were having a business meeting about 8 or 9 at night, talking about let's work together. Let's put together some sort of DVD, go into the studio. We're talking, and we probably will do a thing where we go into the recording studio in Israel when we're there in February. They'll be playing the music. I'm going to go into channel mode, and we're going to combine all that together in an actual DVD. So talk about incredible. But after the meeting, I was tired, and I was trying to get out of dancing.
Poor thing.
I was on my way up to the room, but on the second floor, the balcony overlooking the tent. And I just had to stop for about 10 minutes. And it was the most glorious feeling. I was watching, it was at least 300 Chambra under the tent dancing, singing. The music was playing. And there was nothing but joy coming out of that whole area where we were holding the Quantum
Leap. Amazing.
It was just pure joy, human joy, which is sometimes a contradiction in terms. But it was pure human joy. And I went to bed and slept like a baby thinking this is what it's all about. It was amazing.
It's fabulous.
Obviously, today we're going to talk about it. We have some slides, and we're going to be having we're coming out with a DVD. Vicky Gratz is working on it almost right now. And, hey, by the way, what happened to Roycam? I was so used to, like, you know, Roy was kind of like, well, I know, but I'm so used to having Roy over here.
It's
he was kind
of
like,
it's sort of a
who's that guy in the Letterman show, the musician, you know, and he was, or, you know, it's kind of like having, you know.
Oh, look at that. Look what I just did.
Oh, we've gotten really upscale here at the Crimson Circle. Roy has been replaced by a robot.
A robot.
And actually, he's at the back there. He is actually multidimensional, sitting from his one spot with Vicky hovering over his energy and Joe Collins smiling and John wondering why we don't get on with the program. Roy is actually doing all three cameras simultaneously at one time with a little automated device that we have. So he's going to be roving around the audience as we talk today. You know, I can't look at you. Hang on a second. I gotta call my friends in. Oh boy, Tobias, what is this? Okay, let me start over. Can we get a Roy cam of her eyes for those watching in online? Can we get a close up? I think you look. Woo! Look in that camera there. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I got in front of it. Anyway, you know, the two single biggest comments I heard from our presenters that were the speakers, like Patricia Aberdeen, Nina Howard, Barbara Wythe, some of the other speakers at the conference. The two biggest comments.
Amazing. I know where you're going, and I want to say it before you, but you go ahead and say it because I know we know the same thing.
the two comments that were consistent was, this is the most incredible group. And they weren't just patronizing. I mean, they were blown away. Patricia Aberdeen, as you know, is a worldwide best-selling author. She is a researcher of business, the social aspects of business, been doing it all of her life and is considered one of the top in the world. And by the way, as coincidences go, she was living in Boston, but she just bought a house here in Boulder. There's something going on. Anyway, Patricia has traveled all around, spoken to groups, and she said this group was the best. She said it, first of all, gave her so much energy and consciousness for doing her talk. But she said this is an incredible, amazing gathering of humans who are conscious and aware. They're grounded. She said, you know, she's talked to a few metaphysical audiences before, not always real grounded. She said, you know, Shambhara, grounded. But
connected.
And connected, but unlike a pure business group, very conscious of who they are and their relationship with the world, and not just the earth world, but the other worlds.
It was probably the biggest compliment I've heard anybody pay Shambhara as a whole. It went up, I'm sure they've been better, but this was really fabulous. Really fabulous, because she really emphasized the fact that she's talked to spiritual groups, and she said they don't even want to consider how you bring this into life and bring this into your business and into what you do with your abundance. And she said that was the most amazing versus the business group, where they understand the business but can't really struggle to connect the spirit to it. So it was, she said it was so amazing for her and really motivated her. It was really neat to hear her say it over and over again. She really wanted people to hear it. It was nice.
Every one of the presenters, yeah. Nina Howard, gave such an open and beautiful talk about her struggles, which are kind of like our struggles. We've all gone through that. But for her to share her story of how, you know, she went through some really tough stuff and ended up finding her dreams and manifesting them. Barbara Wythe, whoa. You know, and Barbara is just, her energy is incredible. After the conference, you know, we were emailing, and she said, you know, And she shared this, by the way, with everybody publicly. She said, my life was kind of a train wreck, my personal life, and, you know, relationship issues and business issues. And, you know, she was really starting to wonder about herself and the work she was doing. You know, was there an audience that was ready to listen to it, or was she actually really in her passion? Although she knew she was, things just weren't clicking. And she said, Crimson Circle, Shambra relaunched me, remade me at the Quantum Leap Celebration. And she is just jazzed right now. I mean, absolutely jazzed. And wow, that channel of hers was dynamic. Johnette and Ed, you know, bringing the spiritual and the business together, talking about leadership, which, you know, whether you like it or not, when you look in the mirror, you're going to need to resolve sooner or later, you are a leader. You can't hide anymore. I tried, didn't work. But we are all leaders, not in the typical old sense, not in an egotistical sense, but in a standard of new energy sense. And Annette and Ed brought that message home about our leadership. And really, the essence of what I got from their talk is how to handle that leadership responsibility. It's, well, for one, you don't. You don't handle it in terms of, oh my gosh, I have to do all these things for all these people. It's, the leadership is kind of intuitive and it's natural. And as long as you're in your space, as long as you're in your I am, I forgot the term now, Yahom. Whatever, Yoham. I just channel this stuff, guys. But you become a natural leader. Anyway, it was amazing. Second biggest comment from each and every one of the presenters and nearly every Shambra that we talked to was... was the incredible the group of Shambra who are, whatever you want to call it, on the staff, volunteers, the staff members, the people that really make it work.
It's our event incredibly supported and special and solid, because wherever you turned, there was someone there that kept things moving. And it was such a treat for us to have that kind of a staff there. It was truly amazing.
Absolutely.
You know, one more comment to that. One of the hard things is that it's always easy to notice when something's screwed up, but it
there wasn't.
There wasn't. But that's what I'm saying is, so it usually that's what people notice. When you have a really good staff, nobody notices anything because it just works. But, so we had this really incredible staff, and everybody got to enjoy it.
Well, and the store ran so smoothly, considering it was a small space and we had a lot of items, and the ballroom and the logistics and just the logistics of having to handle all these people going out on like balloon rides or rafting trips or all the rest of that. It was, you know, there was 10,000 details in putting this thing together. And truly, once we got everything there on site, we just did not have problems. The only problem, and it wasn't a problem, was the fireworks. And we kind of panicked for a few minutes there, and it's like we got a knock at our door about 6 o'clock on Monday night saying, you guys realize it's pouring rain and lightning outside? Okay. And but, you know, it worked out. We kind of quickly reorganized, and we were all able to watch the fireworks from behind the short wall. Mm-hmm. It was great. It was great.
Yes, it was.
So it was an amazing, amazing event that I know we're all going to talk about for years. So with that, do you have any name that I should call you today? Elvira or something like that?
Honey.
Honey. Okay. Honey. With that, we had about six. You want to see that again? Wasn't that amazing? Yeah. Wow. I love technology. It is so cool. The 650 people from around the world. I don't know how many others tuned in. We have a lot of photos from, there's a large group in Germany, a group in Colombia, a group in, I can't remember all the names, Norway, Canada. It was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
We had on the night of the Quantum Leap, on the Monday night, we had 22,000 people tuned, computers tuned in to the webcast at that
time.
Many
of them with groups.
So how? Yeah. Oh, a lot of them with groups.
Right.
Or even just, you know, two, three. A lot of them with 20, 30, 40 people. Who knows how many were connected that night. But I would say, maybe 144,000. Anyway, we had so many wonderful people who traveled in from all around the world, 28 different countries. A lot of them actually held over to join the Shoud here today. And I'm so thankful for the weather that we created.
Oh.
It was supposed to snow today.
Yeah.
And
you guys pushed it off.
We don't have Roy to pick on anymore. We can't get a Roy cam, but
it is stunningly
beautiful today.
Warm, very, very warm.
It's a perfect mountain autumn day.
Hellishly warm.
Hellishly. Anyway, so we have quite a few that drove around. A lot of them went to the Four Corners region and drove up around New Mexico, Arizona, Colorado,
the Grand Canyon,
and
California.
It was so funny from so many of the Europeans in particular coming back and saying, "This is a big country. This is really big. You know, there wasn't anybody living between this city and that, and they're 200 miles apart." It's like, anyway. Would you like to introduce our guests
today?
Okay.
We have Sylvia from Brazil. Hello, Sylvia. Stand up and say
Sylvia.
Hi. Hello, Sylvia.
And Sylvia, as you know, because you and Linda have been talking and with Susie, we are going to go to Brazil in April.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, our first visit into South America. So I'm absolutely looking forward to that. I'm learning to speak Spanish right now.
Portuguese.
Damn, I hate that. You're kidding. Anyway.
You are so screwed.
Anyway, we're looking forward to coming down to Brazil.
I'm excited. Okay, next. Gudrun Human from Germany. Hello, Gudrun.
Gudrun, good to see you again. Do you want to say anything to the Germans watching in?
Yeah, hello at home. It's been a fantastic time. It's my fourth week, and it's not over yet. I can't believe how beautiful, how absolutely wonderful this country is. And I want you to come over to Germany next year, please.
Definitely. Gesundheit. Yes, we will. We will. We are, funny you should mention that. As you know, we announced at the Quantum Leap celebration, Jan Brouwer announced that we are doing the midsummer, it'll actually be kind of later summer, conference in Germany, in the Frankfurt area. I just got an email from Jan right before I came over here with a listing of four potential locations for the German conference. And
you think it'll be really big?
We've been told by the Europeans to expect a lot of people.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that. Yes.
And Gudrun's staying over for teacher training, as are several of these people.
Oh, you're coming out to Lake Tahoe.
Yeah.
Incredible. Get your they had snow there yesterday. The snow we were supposed to have here. It's like,
yeah.
Oh, go to Lake Tahoe.
We have Joseph Ronan from Israel.
Joseph.
Hello, Joseph.
And Joseph, it's so good to see you here again.
You too.
And I know you have a message you'd like to pass on. If we could get the RoboCam.
I have a friend in Israel. He's like my brother of mine. And he is now, about a few minutes, he go to be operation. He has a heart problem. So we're going to have a operation. So I want him back to see all of us. So, Ariel. Thank you.
Shalom.
Thank you. I have Wilma Bott from Netherlands. Where are you, Wilma? Yeah, there you are.
Oh, good to see you.
Glad you're here.
Wilma, have you been touring around?
Yes, 3 weeks.
And where did you go?
Well, we went down from Denver to the Grand Canyon.
Grand Canyon.
And then, like the... back.
Yeah.
So
a lot of driving. Yeah.
And great mountains are so different.
Mountains are a little different than in Netherlands. I know. Sorry. Yeah. I can joke about the Netherlands because Jan's from there.
Sure you can.
Okay.
Ineke Brandenburg, also from Netherlands. How are you?
Good to see you.
And I think this is the furthest away award. This would be Litsa Kasulis from New Zealand.
All right. And what is the award she gets? Oh, you could donate the horns afterward. Oh, no. The contact lenses, the red contacts. See, would match your outfit.
Yes. Don't be giving my stuff away. Michelle King, also from New Zealand.
All right.
Michelle helped sponsor us when we went. She was our host when we went to New Zealand.
That
glad
was about
you could be here.
2 years ago, I think we were in New Zealand. Beautiful.
Love, just the
beautiful.
Best. Lovely. Okay. Is is Georgette Blanaru here? No, I don't think she's here yet. Okay. Sylvia Marin, our Romanian Chambra sponsor.
Sylvia. Yeah.
I'm very happy to be here and say hello to all the Chambra from Romania. And especially hello to Maria.
Yes.
How do you say, like, a greetings to Chambra and Romanian in Romania?
Salut.
Salut?
Yeah.
Oh, I can do that, sure.
You use hello?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
That's it. This is not that difficult.
I had a secret assistant that helped me put my costume together.
Today?
No, yesterday.
Oh, that's what you guys were doing.
Sorry. You snooze, you lose.
Yeah.
Elena Niculescu, are you here? Yes, yes.
And where's Elena from?
Elena is also from Bucharest, Romania.
Yes.
Glad you're here.
I'm glad to be here. And I want to say hello to my family in Romania and also Umbra from all the world. And was great in Taoiseach to Quantum
Leap. I have a question that others ask me all the time. Matter of fact, Patricia Aberdeen was at our house the other night. We had a little gathering of the Chambra, and she said, "What is it about Romania? Why, you know, for a fairly small country?" She said, "It seems that the Chambra and just spirituality in general, why is it so growing so fast there?"
Because in Romania, people begin to open their heart. Yes.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. May I tell you? Because from 4 years, Linda and Jeff come in Romania.
Thank you.
The biggest event, 600%.
Oh, yeah. It's been amazing every time we go there.
That's right.
And we're going to come back in May.
That's
because
correct.
Of you, you begin this hard work.
Well, I will take that responsibility. Yeah.
We see you in Lake Tahoe.
Yeah. Oh, good, good, good. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
And Carmen Rivelet. Hi, Carmen.
Hi, Carmen.
Thank
good
you.
To see you again. Always good seeing you. And Linda and I, thank you for you and Sylvia and the whole group there take such good care of Linda and I when we're in Romania.
Wonderful.
It is a joy.
It was joy also for us. Yeah. Big joy.
Thank you,
Carmen. Britta Canit from Spain. Where? Mallorca.
Hello, yay! Britta.
That's what they, Jeff, they speak Spanish there.
Oh, in Spain they speak Spanish. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, but you're originally from Germany.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm German, but with residence in Spain.
Yeah. So and how long are you staying here?
Until December, because I really love that area. So I asked myself if I'm ready, if I want to come back, because I wasn't here over 2 years. I got out crying. I said, yes.
Yeah, I have a question I thought about and I just remembered now. So many of you came from overseas, and I have to apologize for our customs and immigration. We go to countries, Switzerland, wave, they give us chocolate, they don't want to see our passport, you know. Other countries are so, it's so easy, and I know when you come through the United States, it's a little tough. When they say, what are you doing here? They don't say it like that. What are you doing here? How long are you going to be here? What did you guys come from overseas? What do you say?
A few years ago when I was coming in, they made a lot of questions, a lot of weird things. This time, before I went to customer, I decided this time I want it easy. And I needed to wait a moment before in front of the customer. And I thought, oh, maybe I'm in the wrong line, maybe it will not work out. But at that moment, I get free, I get over. And when I give my passport, the customer asked me, you're on holiday here? I said, yes. Bum, bum.
The answer was there
keep
before the question was.
Yeah, keep it simple.
I like that. Joseph?
Why is it stop me? Just stop me, the customer can't come. And me, yeah, he's German. He's Austrian.
And you both?
I mean, this is the second time I come to Denver. And in this, down in the terminal, he called me, okay, where are you going? To Taos. What are you going to Taos? There is a big event. And what's the event? This is a friend of mine doing some, you know, it's a once in a year. How do you know these guys? Oh, internet group, you know, I start to, you know, they're family. They're like family. Joke. But I was like this. Oh, the last time he put me to the supervisor, and he sit and looked at me like this in Denver. Here, he was like this. Okay, Joseph, what are you doing here? Guys, friend, you know, just visiting. Okay, like last time you came coming over here. This is, and you know what? Say the truth, but it looks weird.
You know, you should do what we do when we go to Israel. When you come here, you should say, I'm visiting the Holy Land. That's what we always say.
It works. Got to do what works.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Joseph.
Then we also have Fred and Vreni Krenberl from Switzerland.
Switzerland. All right. Fred and Vreni, every month you have a gathering at your home in outside of Zurich, and you have anywhere from, 10, 20 Schomber there watching on your wonderful television. Isn't it great to be here?
Yes, it is.
With them watching you. Do you want to say anything to them in Swiss?
Es ist ganz ein spezielles Erlebnis, hier zu sein in Cold Creek Canyon, einmal zu sehen, wie es hier überhaupt aussieht. Nicht nur immer am Bildschirm, und ich kann euch versichern, es ist viel kleiner, als es aussieht am Bildschirm. Und ich schicke euch ganz herzliche Grüße von hier, und wir sind auch gleich wieder zu Hause. Dankeschön und habt's gut.
Dankeschön. Thank you.
Of course, from Great Britain, we have the Bromleys, but we'll talk more about that.
And then Stephen Bromley. Good to see you again. And we have a launch pad today with Anne Bromley. And we'll wait till we get to that time. But are you ready? Oh, so am I.
Okay.
Okay. Well, moving on. Since our last gathering here in August, we've had actually 5 shouts. We had Demons Are Yours, then the 4
more than
of course,
you knew, huh?
At the Quantum Leap. And I, you know, instead of trying to go through each one, I hope you don't mind, but we're just going to kind of not go through each one today. Obviously, you can download them in text or audio on the website. I took a look yesterday at how much had to get done for today.
You just didn't want to talk about the demons.
Yeah, I didn't want to talk about the demons, but they're here. Anyway, it was kind of a fun channel because they were kind of pushing me. You know, come on, Lucifer series, and it's like, you know, with the internet these days, you can look up anybody and find out anything. And you know, my name, Lucifer, all you know, I don't think so. You know, we enjoy kind of a nice, relatively quiet life, so I'd like to continue that.
I went to Chapel Hill at Chapel Hill's church, and I asked them if they had any black candles I could borrow, and they weren't real comfortable with it.
But actually, it was interesting. The channel was in early August, I think August 4th. August, I think it was 12th, the issue of Time magazine, which is a widely read magazine here in the United States, a weekly news magazine, came out. This is an actual, unretouched, unaltered shot from the front cover of Time magazine on August 12th, I believe. This is unretouched. Hang on a second. Did you notice something right here? You know, I actually, Jane Ritter sent this to me, and
you got to know somebody knew what they were doing.
It took me a moment, but look at the horns, you know. The demons are yours, Billy, and all of us. So I thought that was I can't imagine that getting past editorial.
I can't
on the front
either.
Cover.
I really can't either.
All over the world with Billy Graham with the horns coming out of the head. So, Linda, go ahead. Do it anytime you want. All right. Recent events. I wonder what that would be. We've got a little slideshow. I have to do a few adjustments here while we do this. But
you're good at this.
You guys ready back there? Okay. Some photos taken by Dave Schemmel, husband of our wonderful Susie Schemmel, and a little music to go along with it. Okay. Sit back, relax, and relive the Quantum Leap.
Let's celebrate. Come on now. let's celebrate. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate. It's all right. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate. It's all right, baby. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate. It's all right. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate. It's all right.
The music is looping. Okay, now it's time. Yeah. Boy, I could watch that over and over and over. It's not just the individual pictures, but it reminds me of all the stuff that was going on, the speakers, the musicians, the...
It was amazing.
Oh, my gosh. It was phenomenal. Yeah. Oh, we got to do it again.
If you had a band.
We'll find another reason, another excuse. But you notice any time we play these Faces of Chambre little things that we do, there is just something in the eyes and in the faces in particular, like any other group. Not like
you
anything
might be a
else.
Little too biased.
I got it. Speaking of which, I just wanted to bring up again, if you weren't listening in online, we did come up with this year's first annual Inspire Consciousness Award. And it was kind of, we were sitting around right before the Quantum Leap and said, you know, this is about inspiring consciousness. That's what we're all doing here on the planet right now, in one way or the other.
That's what Chambers
is
doing.
And we said, let's have an award. We'll call it the Toby.
That's what Chambers is doing.
The Toby, something like to be an energy inspirer or something like that. And I think as most of you know, the first annual award went to Norma and Garrett. So congratulations.
It wasn't too hard to get there either.
And we're going to continue that every year. Yes. So, it'd be an awesome thing.
So they're the first ever.
The standard for it.
The standard.
So anyway, we have tons of video footage and still camera shots of the Quantum Leap. Vicky Gratz has been secluding herself for the last couple of weeks, going through the footage and the shots, putting together music and everything else. We're going to actually have about a 45-minute DVD of the Quantum Leap celebration coming out I say late October. Vicky says November. But we are working on it. And it will also include, for the first time, DVDs of all four of the channels.
Yeah.
So we'll make
first
that announcement when it's ready. But in case you're like, well, where do I get photos? Well, first of all, you can go to the website right now on the home site page and click a button. And there's hundreds of photos that people have uploaded, plus what we have from the live footage. So I'm looking forward to that. We'll play that, like, you know, at every Schomburg gathering. Okay, moving
Not.
On. Upcoming events. We have a lot of stuff going on. I'm putting these slides together yesterday, and I realized we are really busy. I mean, all of us are busy.
29th.
Really? 27th.
Is that the right date, Susie? Oh, okay. The newsletter says the wrong thing.
Oh, good.
Oh,
good.
Okay.
Okay. So we're going to do another Ask Tobias session here in the Colorado area, in Lakewood, as a matter of fact, at the Sheraton Denver West Hotel. It'll be from 1:30 to 5 o'clock. And,
two sessions?
Tobias, two sessions. Tobias has not mentioned the subject matter yet. So we're not sure what it is.
Oh,
always
I'm
a surprise.
Sure, he'll blurt it out soon.
He waits for the right time. He doesn't like me getting too...
I suspect it'll be today.
Possibly. Anyway, if you're interested in attending, you can register on the website. Those are always kind of a lot of fun. And, of course, they really, if you attend, you're helping to set the energy for all the people who are going to listen later on.
Correct.
And anyway, looking forward to doing that. Whoa.
Whoa.
I
oh, it's a
that.
Naked girl.
No, she has clothes on.
Very tight ones.
The Dreamwalker Ascension Transition School is phenomenal. I say that about all of them, but it really is phenomenal. Particularly the one in Breckenridge, if you attended that this summer. How many of you were there in Breckenridge? Oh, wow. Doesn't that seem like last year?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa. How many of you were in Frankfurt?
Oh,
oh
wow.
Yeah.
Doesn't that seem like 2 years ago? It's not even in the same time kind of remembrance thing. When we were talking about it recently, and like, no, July in Breckenridge at Ascension, that was like last summer. But it was this summer.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Anyway.
And it's really, really one of my favorites.
It is.
I can't get enough of it. It's
and
really
it's
good
the
material.
The third part of the trilogy of St. Germain's Dreamwalker series. Of course, we started with death, went to birth, and now it's ascension. So it's kind of a natural cycle. We're going to do a few more live versions coming up in Sydney, Australia. Fairly quick. I'm looking forward to going back to Sydney.
I know you are.
It's going to be summer. Here it'll be snowing. There it will be summer. It'll be late November in Sydney. It will be mid-January in Tokyo.
That's correct.
And then on to Tel Aviv in mid-February.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to that. Also in Sydney, we're going to be doing an evening with Tobias, a one-night event from about 7 to 10.
Right.
Linda and I talk a little bit, not too much, and then we do a channel and questions and answers.
It's really meant to give people a taste. A lot of people bring their relatives and
a lot of people
their family
drag
to come and
their
check
friends
out.
Yeah, with them. They get, literally.
Yeah, a lot of drag-alongs.
People kicking and screaming coming in the door. And
it's a way to get a little taste of the Crimson Circle in Chambra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, Tobias' School 3, I probably shouldn't even mention this because it's sold out. But
it's been sold out for months.
Like instantly. It's School 3 in Kauai. It's called The Joy of Life. This is our fun school. We limit it to about 30 people. And we just really, we kind of do a little channel every day, but it's really about going out and having fun.
It's like doing a workshop in heaven.
Exactly. That's a good way to put it. We, by the way, we are doing this every year in January. So if you're interested in attending, make sure to register early. Email Susie. She'll put you on the list. Well, we have a little thing going on, but not a bad thing, but a little thing. Is this year at the school, half the people who are attending, or more than half, have already gone before. Some of them have gone two or three times. They love going because it's we have a lot of fun.
It's heaven.
Okay, see that effect?
Yes. Let's do that again.
Well, two of them. Let me play that. I go back there. I love doing this. Okay, well, you get the waterfall. And
there
then,
you go.
Whoa. Gee, whoa.
Like fireworks.
Tobias
is so slick. Man.
It's technology.
All
at
right.
my fingertips. Tobias is Finding Your Passion Workshop. This was actually done for the first time in Helsinki back in June, which seems like 5 years ago. And I don't think we even knew the subject, but Tobias took us through a couple of very intense days with some interesting, oh, I don't know what you call it, grids and
he's really good about
outlined it,
making things really confusing with clarity.
Mm-hmm. It's about finding your passion. It's a fairly intense workshop. He gets right under your skin about finding your passion.
I think he was competing with Saint Germain for saying who can be the real
tough guy.
Yeah.
We're
going to
be doing a couple
good.
Of these. Okay. One in Adelaide, Australia, mm-hmm. November 24th through the 25th. Adelaide is a beautiful place right on the coast, nice and warm. Funny how that happens. And then in Kelowna, British Columbia, in April.
Hi, Tammy.
So if you're interested in the Finding Your Passion workshop, these are the two that we have booked in now.
Yep.
I will probably end up doing one here in the Denver area. I'm going to say probably in June next year, and we'll videotape it.
You just said that on camera, so now
I know.
Really
no,
stuck.
I'm fine. I thought about it in advance. We have a lot of training classes coming up right now.
That's exciting.
For Schomburg Institute. And just for a brief commercial message, actually, this is all a commercial message. Crimson Circle and Schomburg are about the teachers. And we're so clear about that in our planning meetings and our management meetings. It is about the teachers, not about Linda and I, not about, you know, just a few people. It's about those who want to be teachers, not just of the Crimson Circle material, although we do have some excellent schools, but of anything. So it's really, the Schomburg Institute is becoming a very, very viable entity on its own with teacher training, teacher development, and then with you, the teachers who are out there actually doing these schools. How many here are certified teachers? A couple. Okay.
You are.
So
did everybody
have,
raise their hands? Don't be shy. You're a teacher.
So we we have quite a few teacher training classes coming up. If you're interested in whether it's Ascension, we're going to be doing the first teacher training in Lake Tahoe in a couple of weeks, mm-hmm. less than 2 weeks.
That's right.
We have Sexual Energies coming up also in Lake Tahoe or Incline Village. And then Sexual Energies in Sydney. We're going to be doing Ascension Teacher Training in Amersfoort, right outside of Amsterdam, the Netherlands, in February, right on our way home from Israel.
Correct.
And then Sexual Energies in Amersfoort also. So we have a lot of Ascension, Sexual Energies, and we'll be putting others on the schedule.
Sure.
Okay. Another brief commercial announcement.
Here, I'll hold it for you.
Okay. Yes, at the Quantum Leap, we came out with the new Standard Technology Personal Study course. You want to? Oh, yeah.
Hey.
Come on.
Okay. this is an 8-CD set, or 9-CD, can't tell. 9? 9-CD set, which has all the channelings from Tel Aviv in February.
Don't fall off your chair.
And San Diego in, I believe it was April.
Mm-hmm.
It's Tobias, it's Saint Germain, and it's talking about how you already have the natural healing capabilities. They've been dormant, but they're part of your biology and your mind and your spirit. You already know how to, healing isn't the right word. I know sometimes people say we shouldn't use that. Let's call it rebalance. Rebalance anything that's wrong with your body. I did the dumbest thing this week.
Just this week?
And I got caught. Just this week. I got caught. Linda and I travel a lot, and I'm always a little concerned. My little human is worried about sitting in an airplane next to somebody that's, you know, like has the flu. And they're sitting right in back of us, coughing, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, all this stuff, radiating these germs. So I said, Linda, I haven't been sick in years, haven't had a flu shot in 15 years. And I said, we should probably get a flu shot because I'd hate to show up in Australia, for instance, with a flu. So we went down and got a flu shot and a pneumonia shot while we're at it, just for the hell of it. And what happened? I got sick. And I was talking to Jan at the office, and I said, you know, I'm really doing terrible today. Every bone in my body hurt. And he's like, well, you don't believe in your own stuff. Standard Technology, hello. you're sneaking around on us getting flu shots, and look what happened. So it was good. Jan, it was a good lesson. Thank you.
And wait, I want to add to this, Jeff. This is a personal, it's more than just CDs. It's a personal study guide, meaning that working with Schomburg Institute and Maggie and Jane Hamilton, that there is more than that. It's 10 CDs. Plus,
Get a bonus one for free.
Plus, there's a data disk in there, and it actually has a study guide where it kind of will assist. You know how you listen to stuff, and sometimes if you have something you can work with, there's actually a study guide in here that kind of helps you work through it if you want that kind of assistance. And it's a PDF, and you can print it out and actually go through standard technology all by yourself at home.
It's a 181-page study guide.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you get to the end of all the CDs, the basics of standard technology are very simple. But Tobias and St. Germain go through hours of discussions basically to help attune the belief systems.
Right.
Because our belief systems are such that, well, you know, we're going to get old and get diseases and die and all the rest of these things. We have such ingrained belief systems about our own body and our relationship to it. So they go through all of this stuff to get to the end to say, we already know how to do it. Can you trust yourself implicitly to stop worrying about your body, get the hell out of the way, let it rejuvenate itself? And that is a challenge. So it's amazing.
By the way, we have some here today.
We do. Yes, we do.
If you're interested. Okay.
While I'm at it, I don't have a slide, but I want to mention that we also have the Dreamwalker Birth Transitions Home Study Guide. If you want to take the birth St. Germain's birth class yourself, but we also have certified teachers that are doing it around the world right now.
Well, and the good thing that you should know is that I think that this is a really valuable and important class, because based on what I learned from this in going through the, you know, channels with you, was that basically most of us are here by some, you know, it's kind of an accident. You just sort of fell into it. And this actually gives you some opportunities to participate in how you get here.
Yeah.
I think that's lovely.
When he was giving the birth class, it was a little uncomfortable, actually, the process that most souls go through coming back to Earth. And he basically says it's kind of a free-for-all. You're sucked back in by karma, by Earth energy. It's not a lot of conscious choice. It's more like
sucked into the sewer.
Yeah, getting sucked. Yeah, it's a good way to put it. And you know, and I, just from my own personal experience, I know, you know, sitting in the other realms, that it's like, hey, I got to get back there. You know, there's all this awesome stuff going on. It was 1955, and it's like, you know, I just got to get back to Earth. And I'm looking for a cheap ticket, you know, like you do when you shop for airplane tickets online. What's the cheapest I can find?
I suspect you trampled three just trying to get there.
And, of course, you know, once you get to the airport and you get on the airplane, you're like, why did I buy the cheapest ticket? You know, I mean, it's a crappy airplane. It's delayed. It's, you know, it's all these problems. I was kind of that way. I'm not saying that my family was a cheap airplane.
Be careful about where you're going.
But I'm saying that I could have thought it through a little better. Anyway, Dreamwalker Birth takes you through the process and allows you also to guide other people through it. If you have children that are having their children now, or friends that are having kids, it really helps you to understand.
A lot of Shambra wanting to help their daughters or their sons and help them guide in their grandchildren.
And we call it, I think it's called
study guide.
Guide Birthing by Divine Choice.
And there really are.
This is not about the birth, the physical.
It's really
delivery
good information.
Process.
There is also an actual printed study guide that goes with this, and it's quite a special process.
And one more thing, and I apologize for the shameless hawking, but
no, people don't know. But, they don't all know.
No,
it's all right. It's all right.
I forgot. Don't tell St. Germain. I forgot to put a slide in of his new book.
Well, I hope
and
he's not coming in today, because he might kick your ass.
I'm a little nervous about it. I didn't
and
put a slide
you should
in,
be.
But back in Netherlands in March, I believe it was, we had about 135 Schomburg gathered. There are no few people here today. Were there at that gathering? How many of you were here?
Quite a few, see?
And nobody knew what the workshop was going to be about. And St. Germain sat down and announced immediately.
That thing's spooky.
That thing's really spooky. Announced immediately that he was going to write a book in that workshop,
mm-hmm.
and that everybody was participating. he went so far as to say everybody attending would get 12 free copies of the book, not including shipping or handling costs. Jan made me say that. These are the channelings, and it's called Masters in the New Energy. And it's got Saint Germain's name on the front, of course, not mine. And he is very, very proud of it. I'll tell you a little story here. I'm sorry, but this is fun. So I had to crash to get this out by the Quantum Leap. Gene Tinder had done all the editing and the cleaning up and everything, and really very helpful. But now I had to do the artwork and get it done very quickly. So I sat down on the night of August 25th, and now this
birthday
had to be printed
Eve.
By the Quantum Leap.
That was your birthday Eve.
I know it was. And I didn't want to make a big deal about my birthday on August 26th. But anyway, I sat down and I was like, oh, I got to create a cover for this. You know, what am I going to do? And I can do a little bit of artwork, but I'm not a trained artist.
You're pretty good.
But anyway, I was going to do just the mechanical and then come back the next day and work on the artwork. And the minute I sat down, Saint Germain came in. He was so clear. Linda was sitting across the room at her desk. I didn't tell her what I was doing or anything. She says, what was that just came through? Did you feel that? And I'm like, and normally Linda's not like that. And I'm like, what are you talking about? She had this weird energy just came through. It's really strange. It felt kind of, you know, kind of pushy and abrasive and arrogant. Don't know what that is, Linda. Go back to work. And anyway, so in an hour and a half, Saint Germain created the artwork. I can't even take credit for it. Saint Germain created the artwork, and it's beautiful. He really did a nice job. So
you listened to him well.
We had to print soft cover books for the Quantum Leap because of the time. Hardcover takes a long time, but the hardcover will be available in about 3 weeks, and those are the ones we're sending to all the attendees that were at that session.
As he specified.
He specified hardcover.
Yeah.
So, okay. Anyway.
And he gets what he wants, I'm afraid.
It's time for... Wish we had a little rim shot here. It is time for the Chambra launch pad.
Yes.
On the launch pad this time is Anne Bromley from England. And Anne, welcome. Welcome to the launch pad. Yeah, it looks familiar. It's like the Quantum Leap. Anne just came out with a new book also introduced at the Quantum Leap called Opening.
That's right. I've done it with my daughter, Charlotte, and my niece, Sarah. Sarah is in Hong Kong at the moment. She may or may not be listening. And Charlotte is at home in England. But both of them are very connected with us here today.
And tell us a little bit about the book, what it is, what inspired you to write it.
Well, people have been asking me for a while what it is, and I didn't know how to answer it. But now I can say
that.
It's about inspiring consciousness.
Oh, that's funny. I got to tell you a little story here. Mm. I have the book on our coffee table at home, and a couple of friends of ours from Texas came up, a couple of guys doing some work in the area here, and they stopped over to the house, and not particularly metaphysical. One of them is a Texas rancher. You know, raises.
Watch it. He might be listening.
I know. He's a wonderful guy. But he not terribly metaphysical. He's a rancher. You know, and if you're familiar with this, just a little different attitude about things in Texas. And I was doing some work in the other room and came back to the living room at one point, and he was reading the book, and this is really interesting. You can't get that kind of stuff in Texas. Hell, they'd lock you in jail if you were reading stuff like this. And he just kept on reading. And unfortunately,
it is amazing. We've only had it for a few weeks. It was printed here in the States. They've done a fabulous job. When it first arrived, I couldn't open it. Charlotte and I just looked, and it sat there. It has such presence.
Yeah.
That's what people are saying. People are phoning up in tears, just saying, I've just opened it. It is so beautiful.
And tell people what's in it.
Well, yeah, could I open it?
Yeah, Linda
will open it.
Tell people what's in it, because it's...
There are beautiful photographs, and there are some inspired passages of writing. When I first heard these passages and wrote them down, some of them several years ago, I didn't understand what they were.
And these are your photographs?
Some of them are, and some
of
the girls.
And your daughters.
Yep.
And by the way, they're beautiful, beautiful daughters.
The girls.
Wow.
There they are.
It's a cousin and a daughter.
Charlotte and Sarah, my niece. Charlotte, my daughter.
Yeah.
This is a little launch we had at home just before we came to the States.
Yeah. Beautiful pictures. Yeah. And great passage.
I didn't understand what it all was about.
With a picture, please.
Wait, there's a lot of good ones. Okay. Many, many good ones. Is that good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I've only really been connecting with the Crimson Circle for the last 18 months, and I started to understand what I had written. So that was wonderful. And then in Kauai, I connected with Kuan Yin.
Right.
And I've been breathing with Norma, and it's all started to come together this year with a much deeper understanding for the three of us.
Mm.
And the title is Opening. It's an opening in any way that affects each person. Mm. The experience is unique for each person. That's the feedback we're getting. But it's also the story of the two girls particularly opening spiritually.
Mm.
That's not included in here, obviously, but it's in the fabric of how it's all been created.
And doesn't it feel incredible to go, first of all, through the process of creating something, whether it's a book or a CD or anything. I'm sure it had its challenges along the way.
It did, but right at the beginning, we had some sense, even though we didn't know the word new energy, that this was different and that it was supposed to be joyful. And if anybody got serious or worried about anything, one of the others would say, hang on, no, that's not what this project is about.
Right.
So right from the beginning, we just did it with lots of laughter. We had fun. Out and about. It's all taken in the UK, this book. There are two more in the pipeline, and they'll be from photographs all over the world. But these are all in the UK. We don't play with the photographs at all. We don't Photoshop them.
Right.
We allow the energy of the original moment, the awareness, the place to remain there. But the other thing I was shown when I first had the images of the book just sort of came to me one day sitting at my kitchen table, like New Energy Creations do, was that in a way, it hardly mattered what pictures were here, what words were here, because the space between, like the Vesica Pisces, that's the place that will speak to you. And everybody has their own access to that place. We just offer this as a gateway, as an opening.
This feels really wonderful.
Thank you.
And it feels really complete, that you just feel so good about it, don't you?
I do. And we knew when it was finished. We had loads of things we didn't put in it, but we just knew when it was finished. And we know it's just going out there. Right from the beginning, we haven't felt precious about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's had a presence of its own. It's like a beautiful child that's just leading you somewhere.
Yeah.
And we've just followed.
Isn't that an inspiration to others? That just
I hope so.
Do your project.
Do trust yourselves.
Had you ever done a book or anything like that before?
No, absolutely not.
Yeah.
No.
How lovely.
Just absolutely trust yourselves. In the beginning, I've written an introduction, which is my personal story of how it came to be, really just to inspire people to listen and to go with what they want to create. Yeah, New Energy Creations, Chambre Creations, that's what this year's about.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And this is really so much of what Chambre is about.
It is.
Inspiring it really is. Each other to do our own creations.
Yeah.
And I can't describe it, but there is such a sense of fulfillment of just doing it.
It's
no longer up in the dreamy stages, up in the crystalline realms. When you can actually manifest it in this realm, it's like, yes!
It really is.
Yeah.
Though that is also the trickiest bit. Those last steps down into physical reality, the little human really kicks in.
Yes.
With all sorts of issues.
Well, and the fact is, you still have to get it printed at a printer, and
you know, all the logistics
and the things like that. Mm. And it can be a little annoying or a little aggravating putting up with some of the things, because you are dealing with other humans in a lot of those cases, and sometimes you really have to just take a deep breath.
We do.
And let it work itself out.
Absolutely. But you had said at the beginning of the year that this was the year that you were putting energy behind creations, Chambre Creations.
Yeah.
And I really felt that. I felt Crimson Circle behind us. And then when I walked into the printers who you'd recommended, there was Katumi at the door. And he was just saying, all you need to do, keep it beautiful, keep it simple. So over the months when we were putting it together, because we published it ourselves, I just kept keeping it beautiful. If there was a creative decision, what is the most beautiful here? What is the most simple?
Yeah.
And here it is.
Beautiful. And thank you.
Yeah.
If people are interested in getting a copy of the book.
Yep, they could go to our website, which is www.beyondthespacebetween.com.
Oh, I messed up.
You did the other one.
I am sorry.
You'll get there. That was just an email, though.
Oh, okay.
So
Okay. Yeah, that's what that
but
is.
But it's beyond the space between. If you actually type in beyond the space between, we're number one in Google. We haven't even started selling the books yet. This is New Energy at Work. We have books here, and today, although they're usually $35, we're doing $30 for
and
people
you'll
who
sign them?
Absolutely.
Ah, lovely. Yeah.
And we will put this in the Schomburg newsletter coming out next week with the correct address.
Thank you.
In the directory too, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. Yeah.
So anyway, how about a big hand for Anne? Beautiful.
And my co-creators.
Okay. Thank you. It is so incredible to see Chambra coming out with the creations. It is a joy.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Your eyes are turning red. Allergies?
I deserve that.
I want to take a moment on a very loving side, not a sad side, but a very loving side, to acknowledge a very, very dear friend, particularly in the early days of the Crimson Circle. Matter of fact, the very first workshop that we did in Minneapolis, Minnesota, a group up there led by Paula Sunray. Paula was phenomenal. She was a metaphysician and probably one of the original real teachers of all this work, and also a very talented musician. She was with the Minneapolis Symphony and another symphony, I can't
somewhere
remember.
Somewhere in Europe. Also.
Somewhere
she
in
was
Europe.
A musician there. And she was the host. She helped with the Ask Tobias.
Right.
And it was the
Quantum Leap, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that would be appropriate.
Yeah.
And she was such a teacher, particularly to so many in the Minneapolis area, St. Paul area, who went to her for years. She had a very, very direct but very quiet approach.
Very
Linda and I got to very, very close to her. A lot of listeners today know her or know of her. So I just want to take a moment to acknowledge her. I've absolutely felt her energy around. I actually, right after I heard of her passing, and by the way, she passed away on September 18th, and I know that Paula chose that for herself. She did the St. Germain thing. I'm out of here. Right after I heard of her passing, I stopped and took a deep breath and kind of went into that quiet state and connected with her. And I said, "You know, Paula, would you like a dream walk?" And she's, "Hell no, I know where I'm going." So I don't need that. She said, "I know."
That is so Paula.
So Paula.
So she could clear.
She said, "I know exactly where I'm going, and I'm not going over there right away. You people need help over here. So I'm going to stay around for a while." So anyway, in loving memory to Paula.
Truly amazing.
We miss you, but we know you're still here. Last thing before we take a break, let's take a look at the world in 7 pictures.
Don't laugh.
Only in China. Can you imagine saying, "Hey, kids, let's go out to the pool for the day," and it's like, wow. Anyway, that's not funny. This is funnier, only in Hawaii. It's apparently truly a restaurant that serves out in the water during low tide, I hope. Only in Mexico.
Move on.
Hey, a little. You know, I was thinking, well, why didn't he just put like a cloth?
Move on.
Only in India. You know, don't knock it. You know, just because your culture may not do it. You know, who knows? Let's be what do they call that? Compassionate. Okay, only in Thailand. But you know, what you don't fear doesn't bite.
Are you sure?
No, I'm not at all. Those are big words, Edith.
Good point,
I
Edith.
I hate snakes. I don't
Good
even
point,
like worms. Worms I'm afraid of.
Good
I don't
point,
like
Edith.
Them. Only in Texas. The guy has his cow.
That works.
Not his car, his cow at the car wash. Oh, well, keep him clean. And only in America. How many steps is that? 15 maybe? Really? Anyway, that's embarrassing almost. Once again, we want to thank Chambra Angels and Let's just take a moment, take a deep breath with that quantum leap energy that we started. What was that, 2 weeks ago?
Yep,
less than 2 weeks ago. Amazing, absolutely amazing. Anyway, thank you, all of you, for making Chambra what it is. It is something special.
Thank you.
We're going to take a 20-minute break, and we're going to come back and see who the hell is going to show up today. Not the hell.
Oh,
but who is going to show up.
What you ask for?